It is News Time News brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate. Okay, Steve-O.
So, Jay, you think you've had a bad night of sleep?
I do. I have had some, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you have reached the level of what happened to this guy.
Okay.
Apparently, this guy in China, he felt something crawling up his nose
one night. Oh, gosh. No. No. Why do you do these stories?
Hold on, Jay. Let me just finish. Felt something crawling up his nose one night.
Oh, gosh.
Had bad breath for 3 days before discovering... Well, I don't want to ruin it, actually. This guy, he woke up with a strange sensation, right?
Okay. Yeah, that would be, the tickle in your nose would be a terrible way to wake up. I got it. Yeah.
Then he felt something going down his throat.
Okay. You know what? I don't like you. I don't like your stories.
He started coughing.
Imagine that.
Nothing happened though. So he just went back to sleep.
Oh.
Right? Okay. Then he had some bad breath. Even had bad breath 3 days later. So he decided to seek some medical attention.
Uh-huh.
And
what was it? Just say what it was.
It was a cockroach.
Oh, come on.
Stuck in his trachea.
Oh, gosh. I don't like you. Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Oh, man. Don't worry, though, Jay. The man made a full recovery.
Don't worry.
He made a full recovery, discharged
the cockroach. The next day. Not so good?
Well, they found wings or something.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yeah. But, you know, when you have bad breath for 3 days.
Well, I mean, well,
I guess you realize that something's wrong.
Well, what's the appropriate amount of time before you go to the doctor?
3 days seems about right.
It doesn't seem like it's a crazy amount of time. I mean, sometimes they're like, the man had bad breath for 17 years and decided to go get it checked and had 18 cockroaches in his throat. I mean,
18 seems like a lot.
Well, so does one. Good grief. Like to apologize for all those who may have any chance of like eating ever again or sleeping ever again.
Sleeping. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Well, so there you go.
Thanks, bud.
Story number two.
Should we get back on track here?
Anything would help. Anything.
All right. This one's better.
Well, it could be worse.
A 4-year-old boy, he accidentally smashed a 3,500-year-old jar while his family was touring a museum.
How old is the kid?
4 years old.
How old was the jar?
3,500.
Oh.
Years.
I mean, I feel like that's on the parent.
Yeah. Dates back to roughly between 2300
and the museum. Why is he able to touch it?
Yeah, that's what I'm wanting to know. Like, what's going on here? Because according to the museum, the artifact was not encased in glass or additional protection.
I mean, what are you doing?
It's the belief that people should enjoy this historical items without obstructions, is what they said.
That's real dumb. I mean, that is real dumb.
Yeah, so boy's name has not been, the boy was not identified.
Well, I mean, I don't blame the 4-year-old. I mean, you know what? Yeah, you're not supposed to touch it, blah, blah, blah. You're 4. You're going to make a mistake. You left it out there. It's a cool-looking jar. I'm going to grab it. Also, bad parenting. You took a 4-year-old to a museum.
Yeah, well, the boy's father, identified only by his first name of Alex, said his son pulled the jar slightly because he was curious about what was inside.
No way. So a 4-year-old
so
was curious about a jar. Huh. What a weird, I mean, what a story. I don't know what's more odd, a cockroach stuck in a man's throat or a 4-year-old being curious.
Alex did go on to say that his first thought was, well, he was in shock.
I bet.
And it wasn't my child that did that.
I'm asking you, run.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and
come on, Junior, let's go.
Oh, boy. And just as an FYI, Jay, I guess all is forgiven because the jar that was accidentally, the kid has returned, they invited him back.
The museum did to break some more artifacts?
No.
Not necessarily that?
There was an organized tour, I guess. Yeah. And probably, yeah, maybe someone following very closely.
Yeah, you can come back with your hands in your pockets and don't touch anything.
I think that's a good goal to have. You
right.
Know?
Also, the texters are so mad at you right now.
I'm sorry.
The cockroach crawling into the man's... throat through his nose.
Hey, I'm just reporting.
While he's sleeping.
I'm just reporting the news, Jay. I'm not.
There's not a person alive right now who hasn't, since that story, since that store just 2 minutes ago either had a gag reflex or, you know, touched their throat or touched their nose or thought,
yeah,
I'm never going to sleep. You know, that's what they need, sleep netting.
Mm.
So you like,
that
you,
is true.
You put a giant like mosquito net over your head, you know, because it shouldn't affect your breathing. Obviously it's netting, but it would keep out, you know, cockroaches and
spiders and stuff.
All the rest of the stuff. Yeah.
I do want to apologize for that.
Yeah, well, too late.
Okay.
Apology not accepted.
I am also.
Give me a kid broke a jar, a thousands of year old jar. I'm like, okay, entertaining. You know, it's fun. 4 year old kid, not his fault. He's four. Bad job in the museum, bad parenting. Okay, fun story. Man, bad breath because of a 3 day old cockroach in his esophagus.
Fun story.
For
everyone. I'm sorry. Oh, the, I apologize.
These people. Oh, my gosh. Give out his number. Make him run around downtown with his shirt off. Thanks, I'll never eat again. Gosh, I wish Kevin were there.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, thanks for nothing.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Steve, never need a PSA on the cockroach ever again. Steve, you now have a new nickname. No, I can't use that nickname. It seems, sir. Funny, but I can't use that one.
Okay.
Is that your fair food?
Hey, chocolate covered cockroaches.
I'm now gagging. Yeah, I mean, you know, no one.
Okay, I apologize.
And now Kelly says we still love you, Steve.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I take it back. Well, I can't, but I try. See, now I'm nervous and I'm talking just very quickly. And I am curious, though, Jay. Have you ever run into the situation where...
I swallowed a cockroach? No.
No, not that. Mm. But where you see a spider or something or a bug of some sort and mm-hmm. you try and get it.
Yes.
And you fail.
Right.
And you don't know where it went.
Oh, man, that's happened. I hate that.
And then you go to bed and you're like, I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's here. I know it here. And it's going to go right in my throat and I'm going to have bad breath for 3 days. I've done it. Yeah.
I had a situation. I think it was a moth. Was just kind of flying around.
Moths are gross, man. I don't know what it is. It's just the furry thing or the, I don't know what it is. They're nasty.
Yeah. And I couldn't chew it out of the door or anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to sleep. And sure enough, all throughout the night, felt something on my face.
No, you didn't.
Maybe I didn't, but it sure felt like it.
There's a moth in here somewhere. I know it's landing on my face.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So you
were cheering for the teachers.
Yeah, it was a faculty basketball game.
And you didn't decide to cheer for the students. You cheered for the students, or for the teachers.
No, it was faculty versus faculty.
Oh, okay. I see. I got you.
Our school versus our rival high school.
Kevin James.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you have writing on your chest?
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine in lowercase. Sorry.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Earned it. No, you earned it. I'm sorry, you earned it.
Maybe.
Back to class cash. That's $200. We'll give that out here in about 5 minutes or so. It's one of those you just call in and you win money. It's pretty simple, so we'll do that momentarily. Hold on. In the meantime...
Jay, I swear this is much better.
Okay.
I promise you.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it.
Well, depending on how you feel about it.
Oh, boy, here we go.
No, I think this is a lot better, actually. I pinky promise, maybe. A woman says...
I think it's a pinky swear, is it not? Not a pinky promise? Maybe pinky promise, pinky swear. Maybe it's the same.
Is it interchangeable?
I'm going to have to find out.
I think it is.
Okay.
Maybe one is at a different level. I mean, you can't break a pinky promise, though.
And, yeah...
Although pinky swear sounds bad, doesn't it? I don't know. Mm. Tasha Marks, she calls herself a scent designer, historian, and artist.
Ugh.
She says that she can recreate smells from any period in history. Aromas from museums, galleries, historic National Trust buildings, all that good stuff.
I'm curious how she does it.
Smells can range from...
I mean, that thing I pulled out of the fridge yesterday probably could be, you know, oh, that's from 1865, the, you know...
I'm sure it did.
Royal family. I don't know what it would smell like.
That's gross.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Yeah. She says that she works closely with curators.
Around. And like, who is disputing this? Like, you go, oh, yeah, well, that's from the 1200 BC. Okay, yeah, who's going to dispute that?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Pretty easy to say you're recreating it. I'm not really sure how you're going to prove it one way or the other.
I mean, she gets sent a lot of information, she says.
She gets sent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Didn't even realize.
See what you did. A little play on words there, Steve.
I didn't mean to.
Accidental humor.
But it is funny. The accidental dad joke?
Right. Yes, exactly.
Is that what it is? Okay. A lot of information, though, from curators and developing these smells that represent, like, battlefields, dockyards, dinosaur habitats, things of that nature.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, I guess you make a good point, though. Like, how do you prove that that was actually...
Yeah, dumb job. I don't mean her. I mean you.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No, it's like what...
That
I
was
mean,
not well deserved.
What do you do? You know, hey, all right, it's bring your parent to school day. Julie, what is it your mom does? She recreates smells from any era. Oh, really? Like what? Oh, like what mummies would smell like? Oh, okay. How do we prove that? Oh, we don't. She just makes it up and people actually pay her for it. It's the dumbest job ever, but people are dumb enough to pay, so...
Oh, you're really against this.
Yeah. Well, it seems dumb. Who cares? What the... I mean,
she... And she... Well, okay.
I'm more interested in what's worse or more binding, a pinky promise or a pinky swear.
That's what really got you.
I mean, that's the real story here. I want to know... I mean, according to the internet, it's the same. They're the same thing. But, I mean, pinky promise or pinky swear, which is, well, you know what? Steve Hawk is going to come in here in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
We'll ask him that.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on the poll right now on Twitter. Which is more binding? Is that what we want?
Yeah. I feel like the... Ooh, actually. That is a tough question. Because... Pinky promise, it's got the alliteration thing going on with the two...
Yes, correct.
...matching letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the swear, though, I mean, that sounds like ferocious and binding. Does it not?
Ferocious and binding.
All right. Ferocious and...
Fruit of the Loom. Ferocious and binding.
I mean, I don't know if that's... Ferocious was maybe not the best word.
Maybe not.
Maybe more but, you know. Solid. Solid. How about solid?
Okay, solid's great.
Like a rock.
All right. Text it in. What's more binding? Pinky promise or a pinky swear?
Yeah.
You're right. You pinky swear. I feel like you pinky swear when you're committing to something. Like, you know, hey, we're going to go to lunch tomorrow. Really? Because you keep saying that. We've never done it. You got pinky swear. We're going. Well, I guess, you know what? Now that it's could be promised too.
Yeah.
The hard hitting questions being asked by the Jay and Kevin show today. Are insane.
Wait, is this news? Oh, no, this is the final story.
Yeah, yeah. You mean you don't know?
I'm confused.
Yeah. So pinky promise or pinky swear, that's it. Which one's more binding? Text it in immediately. It's a very earth-shattering poll we got going here today.
Yeah. What do you use more of, would you say?
I don't use it at all.
Oh.
I feel like...
Well, this is awkward.
Do you? You're a grown man. You and Kevin, when I'm not in there, you're all pinky promising.
Oh, yeah. We're throwing, them around loosey-goosey.
A lot of pinky shaking there.
Yeah.
A lot of pinky promising.
Well, yesterday when...
There's no way you're pinky swearing because you don't swear, really. Well,
okay. Wait, yeah.
For the most part.
We're promising. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yesterday when he was like, oh, I swear my debit card has funds on it. Go run downstairs and grab some food for us.
Right.
And it doesn't... after we pinky promised? I mean,
so he pinky swore it had funds and then he didn't, so he broke his pinky swear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say pinky swear, though. I would say pinky promise in that situation.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I use pinky promise more than I use pinky swear.
You swear?
I promise.
509-441-0999. That's our text line. It's also the line you're going to call right this very second for some back-to-class cash. We've got $200 for you right this very second. All you got to do is be caller 7. Pretty simple. Caller number 7, 509-441-0999. You get $200 back-to-class cash.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I often get those backhanded compliments. People say, oh, you're not really as short as I thought you would be. Or people go, oh, you know, you don't look that old.
Kevin James.
Huh. Yeah, all right. No. Cool, man. I appreciate you.
Cool,
I think.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kev. That's what I say when I tell you those things.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hey, Joe.
Have a good day. Hey.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Did I catch you at a bad time there?
Oh, no. Just taking my daughter to daycare.
Oh, it's very sweet. Oh, awesome. You're telling her to have a good day?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Good deal. Well, welcome to Beat the Show. How's things?
Oh, well. Can't complain.
Can't complain. That's good. By the way, how old's your daughter?
She's 4.
Aw.
Ah.
Very sweet. And how does she do at during the drop-off? How does she do?
She does great.
She's good at it, yeah. Okay.
I was just telling her to hurry up.
Probably the most used phrase by every parent in the morning during any sort of drop-off.
Hurry up. We got to go.
Yeah.
That's got to be the most common, I would imagine.
Oh, there's no question, yeah. Either get up, put your phone down, or hurry up, depending on the age of the child, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, buddy, so we got bowling as a category today. You're going to have to challenge me. Now, Joe, here's the thing. A lot of pressure on producer Steve here. He did the questions. He's got to read the questions. He also has to keep score on the scoreboard, so who knows how this will go.
Probably not well, so sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, why didn't you do football? It's the first day of football.
Yeah, Steve, why'd you do bowling? It's not like it's the first day, but not like I have my pool at work to pick which professional bowler is going to have the best weekend.
It could be opening bowling day. We don't know that.
Oh, man. You know what's huge around the country right now, Joe? Fantasy bowling.
Yeah.
Man.
I sure it is.
Man, the other night, my buddies and I got together for the fantasy bowling draft. Holy smokes. It was a crazy party, bud.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, Joe, we'll muddle through. I wish you the best of luck. And see you in about 60 seconds past if you get stuck. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good.
All right. I'll see you.
All right. Here we go, Joe. What is a perfect score in bowling?
300.
The movie Kingpin features this bald-headed actor who was in things like True Detective and the Hunger Games series. Who is he?
I can't remember. Woody Harrelson.
Bowling plays a significant role on the Flintstones. Who is Fred Flintstone's wife? What's his wife's name?
That's not it. I don't remember. Pass.
Okay. What do you call 3 strikes in a row in bowling?
Turkey.
Grease 2 features a bowling scene. Who plays Stephanie, the leader of the Pink Ladies, in that movie?
I have no idea.
Okay. The Pro Bowlers Association is headquartered in this East Coast state that's capital is Richmond. What state is that?
Richmond, West Virginia.
What actress played Maude Lebowski in The Big Lebowski?
I don't know. Pass on that. I'm not good at these bowling things.
Okay, that's fair. Jay, I'm waving.
Were they long questions? Did he end up going over the time, too?
No.
No? Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Wow. Joe.
1 point, Joe.
1 point.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, I just did.
Yeah, 1 point, Joe. All right, hold on for a second, Joe. We'll see how we do in bowling is the category. I just hope to get to all 7.
You might. You might not. Jay, there's a lot of writing going on.
I understand. Look, I'll be able to keep track of my answers. If you kept track of Joe's, we should be good.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make it fair because I'll keep track of yours.
Okay.
Too.
I see what you're saying because of timing. I got you. Yeah. All right.
Jay, what is a perfect score in bowling?
300.
Okay. The movie Kingpin features this bald-headed actor who was in things like True Detective and the Hunger Games series. Who is he?
The Hunger Games series? I have no idea. Pass.
Oh. Bowling plays a significant role on the Flintstones. What is Fred Flintstone's wife's name?
A Wilma.
What do you call 3 strikes in a row in bowling?
Turkey.
Okay. Grease 2 features a bowling scene. Who plays Stephanie, the leader of the Pink Ladies, in that movie?
Good grief. No clue. Pass.
Okay. The Pro Bowlers Association is headquartered in this East Coast state that's capital is Richmond. What is that state?
I mean, I'm going to guess Virginia.
What actress played Maude Lebowski in The Big Lebowski?
I don't know. Pass. Well, that movie. I never saw that movie.
It's the last question.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
I got to him. I never even seen that movie. Oh, well.
That's a shame.
You know what? I'm going to ask when we do Hot Topics with Steve Hawk coming up at 9.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask him what his, like, the biggest movie that he's never seen. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Joe, do you have a movie that it feels like the whole world has seen, but you've never seen it?
Probably The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, man. I'm with you on
well
that
played.
One.
Well played. Well played.
I'm with you on that one, buddy.
Another point for Joe.
Yeah, he's killing it yeah, right he's, now. Yeah, he's
all right.
You're already up 2-0. You haven't started the doggone game yet.
You haven't even started yet.
What is happening right now?
I would say, for me, Napoleon Dynamite. I've never seen that movie.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, there you go.
Like everyone has.
Mine was Shawshank for, you know, like forever, and then ended up seeing it just to break the string.
There you go. So now you don't have one.
Well, I have Big Lebowski. Oh, okay. Joe, I've never seen that movie.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Fair. All right, question number one. What is the perfect score in bowling? 300 said by both of you. 300 is correct.
All right, very good. 3-1 in favor of Joe.
Oh, that's right. 3-1. The movie Kingpin features this bald-headed actor who was in things like True Detective and the Hunger Games series. Who is he?
I mean, I watched all the Hunger Games movies. I don't have any idea who the bald-headed actor is.
I've never seen those movies, actually, but I think he has a minor role. Maybe not. I don't know. You passed on that one. Joe, you said Woody Harrelson, I believe.
Ooh, well, Woody Harrelson is in The Hunger Games.
And that is the correct answer.
What? He's not bald in The Hunger Games, I don't think.
No, I didn't think so.
Well, he's bald in real life.
Oh, wow. Good one. All right, Joe, you're crushing it right now. 4-1. All right, there you go.
Bowling. Well, you get over 7. That's the question.
Right.
Bowling plays a significant role on The Flintstones. What is Fred Flintstone's wife's name?
Okay, I got this one.
Jay, yeah, you said Wilma. Joe passed on that one.
Oh, I said Velma.
Oh, you're thinking of Scooby, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Velma, you did say, okay.
Yeah, okay, Velma, yeah, so close.
Can we give him half a point on that?
He's already winning. I think that's enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call 3 strikes in a row in bowling?
I call it impossible, but it's also called turkey, I believe.
Both answers are true.
Yeah,
2 things can
me,
be true at the
yeah,
same time. Right. Yeah, both of you said turkey, so
wow.
Both of you were right.
All right, 5-3.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Grease 2 features.
Joe, how many people do you think know the reference of very nice? I mean, you obviously.
More than probably The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, okay, all right. You know,
that's
fair.
Fair.
I like
that's
that.
Fair.
I like the answer, yeah.
Grease 2 features a bowling scene. Who plays Stephanie, the leader of the Pink Ladies, in the movie?
I no clue.
Both of you passed on that one, not surprisingly.
Gosh dang it.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, again, probably should have known that one.
I mean, famous.
Sure, I get it. She's bald.
The Pro Bowlers Association is headquartered in this East Coast state. That's capital is Richmond. What state is it in? Joe, you said West Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Jay, you said Virginia?
Oh, wow, yeah.
It is Virginia.
Uh-oh.
Darn.
All right. Well, that's 5-4. Is that the last question?
No, we got one more question.
Okay, 5-4.
Don't forget the Big Lebowski question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What actress played Maude Lebowski in The Big Lebowski, and you both passed on it?
Oh, boy, anticlimactic at the end there.
Julianne Moore is the correct answer.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to watch that movie one of these days. Well, that's still a win for you, Joe, so congratulations, man. Yeah, hold on for 1 second. We'll get you one of those Coyote Country travel mugs for you, and we appreciate you playing. Yeah, but you know, Steve, good questions. Good questions. I feel like, you know what, all movies probably should know at least to have a concept.
Yeah, great topic, too, don't you think?
Bowling?
Yeah.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I did have one line when somebody hit a home run, I did highlights. I said, that ball is out of here and it ain't coming back. Because I had a 7th grade teacher who told me, you're never going to make anything out of yourself by using the word ain't.
Kevin James.
And I never forgot that. And it was an opportunity. and I know she's dead because she was an old woman. And I hope she's spinning in her grave.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, man, all DP on it. Gosh, guys, if you missed any of the conversation we had, well, you know, we had Dennis Patchen on yesterday. He's a true legend. Of course, he retired. And he was on. It was so fun. Love talking to DP. Also, Coach Mark Few was on yesterday, both in the... Well, Dennis was on at 7:30 in the 7 o'clock hour. If you're checking out the podcast... Mm-hmm. And then Coach Few is on in the 8 o'clock hour. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on the podcast, download it for free. It's very, very simple. And, you know, if you've never even done a podcast before, definitely worth looking for because Both were very fun interviews.
Yeah.
And Coach Few was here for, what, 45, 50 minutes?
Maybe? Yeah, I was going to say almost an hour probably.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
It was a long time. So, and we can't thank him enough for that. So,
well, after he snuck his way into the building.
Well, yeah, you know, I thought we'd covered that in the podcast as well. So you can check it out. Again, you can, you know, subscribe. That way, anytime the podcast goes up, you get the notification that says, hey, the new podcast is up. So you subscribe, rate, review, all those things. So thank you for that. We appreciate it.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day. What do you say, Steve?
I say, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, woo.
New Guinness World Record, Jay.
Okay.
Not involving any insects or anything.
Thank
so
you.
So you'll be happy about that.
Appreciate that.
This one involves a quartet of bowlers. So sticking
what
with the bowling.
What is with the bowling today? I don't know. Is it National Bowling Day? What is it?
I don't know.
I mean,
it just felt right, Jay.
I mean, I don't understand. Right.
So some people down in the
I gotta double check my fantasy bowling team real quick.
How did they score that? I don't know.
I would think, you know, a strike and a spare would be my guess.
Probably. Yeah, that's about it. Probably extra points for
we have
splits
spent
and stuff.
So much time at my house anyway. I don't know if you've probably done the same as, you know, arguing over and over again about the best bowler. It's like, oh man, is it Shane Warne, or is it James Anderson? Or it's hard to say.
Are those honestly actual people?
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, Jay.
Back to you.
Quartet of bowlers from Louisville.
Yeah, so four of them.
Yeah.
Are they singers, too? Is it like a barbershop quartet? Or
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a bowler, are you also a singer?
Stand by for 1 second. I'm getting a 5% off at Bowler Mart. It's a real place. Balls, bags, shoes, apparel, or accessories, Steve? Which one do you want? I'm going to order you something here.
Accessories.
Accessories and more.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe like a glove?
Oh, man. Bowler Mart. Who knew? Yeah. I'll go with Earl Anthony. Final answer. Back to you.
Where's Bowler Mart? Is that like just an
online
shop?
I think it's, yes.
Or is it fake?
No, it's this big, gigantic store out in the valley. And there's multiples. There's one on Sprague. There's one up north.
Yeah. Is that for real?
No.
Oh.
No, that's where the Walmarts are.
Okay.
Come on, bro. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You think Bowler Mart's an actual store?
Jay, I got a lot going on.
Yeah,
okay?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, man.
Bowler Mart.
That's, well, if it's not taken, I'm going to take
no,
it.
No, it's taken. It's a real. Oh, man. They've got more traffic in the last 30 seconds than they have their entire life. They're like, what is all the world these people are logging on, man? What is happening right now?
Yeah, it's a very creative name.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So, this group of people.
Yes, back to you. Four bowlers.
They were trying to set a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
And they actually succeeded.
Okay.
Most strikes in a 24-hour period for 10-pin bowling with four people.
What other kind of bowling is there?
I don't know.
Okay.
They always say 10-pin bowling, though. There's got to be another kind.
Seems like there might be, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the difference is.
Well, less pins, I would imagine.
Maybe more.
So, you think there's 12-pin bowling?
Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
There is something, though.
I'm a lot of Googling about bowling right now.
Yeah, probably. Bowling Mart? Bowler Mart? So anyway.
There's actually 9-pin. There's also candle pin.
Yeah.
Duck pin.
I've heard of that, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, I guess.
5-pin, target pin. No, target bowling, 5-pin, duck pin, candle pin, 9-pin, 10-pin. Hut-hut.
Hut-hut?
Yeah.
Hut-hut pin?
Hut-hut pin. I felt like that was like a calling an audible. Like, you know, you're at the line. Duck pin, candle pin, 9-pin, 10-pin, hut hut.
You are the Peyton Manning of bowling.
Thank you. Back to you.
All right. So apparently this was the first attempt at this record. So in order to initiate it, I guess, they had to get 1,200 strikes or more.
Holy smokes.
In 24 hours.
My arm's sore just thinking of it.
Well, get this, Jay. Took them about 14 hours to get the 1,200, right?
Okay.
How many do you think? It how
so
many
14
they got
hours to get 1,200.
Yeah.
So in 24, they got 2,400.
I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do average math.
Yeah. Well, not quite, but pretty close. 2,032.
I wonder how many lanes they got to use.
Probably as many as they wanted.
I mean, if you did that where you could just I mean, how do you throw nonstop, though? I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah, 24 hours.
In 24 hours, how many strikes do you think you could get? Like three?
Man, my arm hurts just kind of thinking about
it. Do they get to use the bumpers?
I hope so.
That would be amazing. Different, you know, you get a lot more of that. Although, would you get, no, you probably wouldn't get any more strikes. Unless you're intentionally just banging it off the bumper. I've seen that before, but I don't know if you can get any more strikes by just using it.
That's right. And I assume these people are like professionals.
You think?
So they're probably.
You think? So you think that you've came to that conclusion on your own?
You know, I've done a lot of research here, Jay.
Sounds like it.
And
you know, when you're nine pin bowling, it's a smaller ball without finger holes. Did you know that?
Oh, of course.
And candle pin bowling is the smallest and lightest of the balls of any bowling sport, in fact, and has the tallest pins. That's look why they call them candle pins, because they look like a candle. Duck pin bowling uses a handheld ball and short, squatty pins, more like a duck.
Is this all true? Did you learn this at Bowler Mart or whatever?
I take bowlermart.com, baby.
Yeah, they have a seminar or something?
I do. It's very short. Like I wish this story was. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.